From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. A lot has changed for Senator Hillary Clinton in the last year and a half. She's gone from being the solid front runner to the likely runner-up. She says she's staying in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination, but even with a big win in Kentucky, she can't seem to narrow Barack Obama's lead in delegates. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson has this report on what went wrong with the Clinton campaign.
When Hillary Clinton launched her campaign, the announcement said she was in it to win it. And for a while, it looked like she would. She had money, endorsements, a huge lead in the polls, everything she needed to convince most of the political world that her nomination was all but inevitable. Her campaign set out to prove she could be a tough, credible commander-in-chief, a high bar for a female candidate, and she cleared it, dominating the field in debate after debate. She made Barack Obama look weak and inexperienced in South Carolina when he answered a question about a hypothetical 9/11-style attack by saying he would first check with the first responders. Clinton's answer communicated strength and experience.
I think a president must move as swiftly as is prudent to retaliate.
But, says Mark Melman, a Democratic strategist who's neutral this year, even from the beginning, Clinton made a fundamental strategic mistake.
She clearly went with the wrong message at the beginning. She ran under the banner of experience. We've known for 2 years that a Democratic primary voters would rather have a candidate of change than a candidate of experience by 2-1 for a year. She chose to be on the short end of that stick. She didn't have to do that. She did. It was a serious mistake.
Sure, Clinton wasn't as new on the scene as Obama, but even Ronald Reagan, running for re-election at age 73, managed to run as the candidate of change. And, says Melman, Clinton was also out-organized by Obama. After a disappointing third-place finish in Iowa, she bounced back in New Hampshire but couldn't do more than tie Obama on Super Tuesday, when he focused his efforts on smaller, mostly red states, states that she, for some reason, ignored.
The Clinton campaign acted as if they didn't know the rules, acted as if only large states counted. And the truth is, they came out fairly even in delegates out of the large states and allowed themselves to get creamed in smaller states. And that's really where Obama built up his delegate lead.
The Clinton camp made another false assumption. They thought the race would be wrapped up by February 5th.
We all did. You know, we all did.
Pollster Stan Greenberg worked for Bill Clinton in 1992. He says the Hillary Clinton team was tough and experienced, but not flexible.
They were not willing to move to a second plan B, until after they were out of money and after they were deep in a hole on, you know, elected delegates.
Plan B, which worked for Clinton in the later primaries like Ohio and Pennsylvania, was full-throated populism. Clinton became a tenacious, gritty fighter for the crowds of working-class voters who became her base of support.
Well, you've never been invisible to me. I've been fighting for you my entire life.
Democratic strategist Bill Kerik, also neutral this year, says that approach might have saved her if there were more votes left to be won.
I don't think it was until really when it was almost too late to reverse the outcome that she found her own voice, which was as a tribune for hardworking people and blue-collar voters, which she's done quite effectively, but it was very late in the game.
And, says Kerik, there was another quirk of fate that hurt Clinton. Michigan and Florida, two huge states, took themselves off the playing field by breaking the rules, instead of remaining on the calendar as originally scheduled in mid-February.
Once again, calendar is destiny in primary politics, and the Michigan decision to try to go early was a disaster for her. The Florida decision was a disaster for her. Would have been much better if they had stayed inside the calendar, where they would have really helped her.
But to Hillary Clinton supporter Bob Kerry, who actually ran for president in 1992 and lost the nomination to Bill Clinton, all that pales in comparison to a much bigger, much simpler reason for Hillary's troubles.
She's running against a phenomenal candidate, a man who's, I would say, a better candidate than anything her husband faced in 92 or 96. I'm not sure Bill Clinton could have beaten Barack Obama. Every mistake that she made, if she had not been running against Barack Obama, wouldn't even be a footnote. They're exaggerated. They're magnified because he was outraising her, because he was drawing enormous crowds, because he kept getting better.
And now Obama is less than 70 delegates away from the nomination, and Clinton is left making hopeful declarations like this one.
I'm going to keep making our case until we have a nominee, whoever she may be.
An extraordinary reversal of fortune for a candidate who seemed unbeatable less than 6 months ago. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.